Philip Semper, PhD, Equity Research and Care. Today's date is 09/24/2025. Your patient is for David De La Paz spells D-E space, L-A space, P-A-Z, comma, David spells D-A-V-I-D. This date of birth is 9/27/2002. Next paragraph, this is a 22-year-old gentleman here with a growth on his left elbow region, period. The patient said the growth has been there for several months and would like to have it removed, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes for you in this paragraph. Review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period. In this paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 status, 100% at room air. Correction, O2 status 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 126/63, pulse 67, respiration 18, temperature 98.2 pre in this paragraph. Left forearm is 0.8 times 0.7, the centimeter. Papule with yellowish surface. And no erythema, no bleeding, no discharge. Site is not hot to touch, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Neck for range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, pre next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion, he bears weight well with no anthology, gait, pre next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, nice 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period, next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is Veruca. Assessment number 2 is walk, number 3 is papules. Next paragraph, patient had a discussion about removal. We talk about complications, which includes infection, recurrence, but not limited to these two. Next paragraph, the patient, after explaining to the patient the procedure and what it entails, he gave me verbal consent to proceed. Site was prepped with betadine and alcohol. The next line, site was then draped in a sterile fashion with a sterile chuck that has a central opening. Next paragraph, site was injected with approximately 5 milliliters of lidocaine with epinephrine. Next line, a check for anesthesia achievement was done. This was successful. Anesthesia was successfully achieved. Next line, with a number 10 blade, a generous incision was made around the lesion. The borders were clearly identified and was excised. Next line, bleeding was controlled by direct pressure. Next line. Site was then sutured using a number 3, the suture, observable. Next line. Site was then baited in triple antibiotic, covered with 4x4 and secured with Coban. Next line. Patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications. Next line. Patient was advised or educated on wound care. He was advised to buy him some 4x4 and Coban to keep site, to keep do dressing change at least once or twice a day. Next line. He was advised to come back in 48 hours for a reevaluation to assess for infection. Period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.